President Bush is in Kalamazoo, Michigan today, selling his plans for $1.6 trillion in tax cuts over the next 10 years. Commentator Russell Roberts suggests the president take a page from Hollywood.
In the Marx Brothers movie, The Coconuts, Groucho's the owner of a hotel, and he calls the staff together for a meeting. "Do you want to be wage slaves? Answer me that." "No," they shout back. "No, of course not," says Groucho. "But what makes wage slaves? Wages." And so Groucho explains he's going to stop paying them. I think of Groucho when I hear people talk about the Bush tax cut. Too much for the rich, not enough for the poor. The group Citizens for Tax Justice reports that the poorest 20% of earners will get only $47 a year from the $1.6 trillion George Bush giveaway to the rich. Well, there's a reason the lowest income Americans aren't likely to get much of the tax cut. They don't pay much of the income tax. In fact, the poorest half pays less than 5% of the total collected. A lot of folks pay zero. It's hard to give a tax cut to someone who's already paying zero. It can be done, of course, by sending someone a check who doesn't earn enough to pay taxes. That's called the Earned Income Tax Credit. I suppose you could call that a tax cut, but it's a pretty creative use of the English language. The way the critics talk, you'd think there was a big pile of money sitting around, and Bush wants to give most of it to the rich. But there isn't a big pile of money sitting around. The tax cut's a reduction in the amount of money the government expects to collect in the future. And that amount is trillions more than we currently plan to spend. If you want to cut tax rates so that we collect less, it's not surprising that most of the money goes to the people who pay most of the taxes. Bush needs to be more of a Marxist. Groucho, not Carl. If Groucho were president, he'd go on national television and tell the poor, "You don't want to be left out of this tax cut, do you? Well, you know what allows people to have tax cuts? Taxes." Then he'd explain why he was raising taxes on the poor, so they could benefit from the tax cuts of the future. Instead, the Bush plan actually increases the number of low-income families that pay zero taxes. That's probably a better political strategy than Groucho's.
The comments of Russell Roberts, an economist at the Center for the Study of American Business at Washington University. His latest book is The Invisible Heart, an Economic Romance.